It's Old Song Festival. June 2004.
I present for you a program this afternoon. This is the Great Groove String Band. And we could see many proud parental faces out here. This year we're doing things a little bit different. We've had children in this program before. This year we're broken down into a couple of smaller ensembles for the teens so that they can groove a little faster than everybody else. And we're going to start out with an ensemble that features our two interns, Heather Wick and Zoe Lundberg Scott, is going to be accompanied by Stuart Kenny and Liza Constable, and they're going to tell you what they're going to do. The Great Groove String Band, intern ensemble.
November Wind. Thank you.
Courageous Friday. I am so impressed with these guys. Wonderful. We're going to do one more tune, I think, for you. We're going to do a tune that you might know. It's called Cluck Ol' Hen. It was actually, we did it earlier, but we did it sort of with the more advanced group, and then because we were the less advanced group, we didn't try all the other things, we just focused on one, and then we kind of arranged the heck out of it. Which means dropping people out and then bringing them back in. It's a simple thing. So, we're going to teach it to you. Does anybody know it? I know it. Okay, that's about five people. It goes like this. My old hand, good old hand. Now it's your turn. Oh, yeah. Steal his eggs for the railroad man. Sometimes eight, sometimes ten. That's enough for the railroad man. Depending on how many men there are, I guess. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since way last fall. You guys are very good. You could come play with our band next year. Too late for this year. All right. All ready up there? We're going to start with singing, so sing as loud as you can. Help us. Feel good.
Thank you. the Hornell's Dale Hood Boys. And I think maybe I might have done the Hornell. I'll look here real quick, see if
this was
third calling.
Must have been Leona's brother. I know he later ran the shoe store in Hornell. He used to run into him.
Hillbilly was kind of a common name for bands back then. Sort of rube image.
Well, we're headed back for Florida tomorrow.
Oh, my. We need to leave you to practice or put your stuff together. Monty Williams came in. He called in the microphone. He was still calling in 1939 with that band. I don't see any mention of anybody following him. I think they stopped playing soon after that.
I just can't place that name. As I said, I knew the guy because I ran into him at the shoe store.
When he'd walk in, the guy would come with a pair of shoes. I had to move what size.
I got big feet and I have to order most places, but he always had a pair of sitting there. Well, he'd ask me, you want dress shoes or you want work shoes?
Where can you find music in Wood Hall? Does anybody handle either music or instruments?
No.
Did they back then?
I don't think.
Or Addison? Was there a place in Addison?
Not that I remember of.
Wellsville, I would guess. Somebody had it over there.
Probably went to Corning.
This time you mentioned the other businesses. Sometimes a furniture company would sell phonograph machines, so they would have a few records or something like that.
The Undertaker there would all sold furniture. Distant cousins. Still going. Undertaker's still going. When we ran the store, they were next to us. They've been around for years.
Well, they must be going on third generation or something like that, same.
They go under the name of H.P. Smith, and H.P., I don't know what his first name was, his middle name was Langhorne, and his son...
So why was it H.P. Smith, then?
No, his middle name was Langhorne. H.P. Panghorn, not Larry,
right.
Panghorn.
I'll go along with you on that.
Langhorne was Mark Twain's middle name. But anyway, the son was AC. He died about 1937 or 38. And another Smith, a distant relation, not really his, took it over then. Well, that one that took it over then, his son is running it now. So it's been the Smiths since, 1850s, I think they started. And the one that's running it now in Woodhall, the brother runs one in Can of Steel, and the brother's wife is her cousin.
Intertwined.
A few distant cousin relationships. Did you go visit while you've been up here? Did you take a drive down?
Yes, because
they were up here.
I lost a cousin. down to the funeral.
Do you meet people in Florida from this region, from right around here? Or do you know people in Florida from here?
Oh, some.
Camping all these years, there's so many of them down in Florida that we meet once a month all winter and go out for lunch from Groveland or Zephyr Hills in that area, and as far south as we are, we
a lot of them
go out for lunch, about 30 of us.
Some of that old club, they're from Jasper, they're from Bath, they're from Canona, from Bloomfield over here.
Do they run square dances down there?
I don't think, I've never heard of a square dance down in Florida. We did find out the other day there's a store down there where you can buy white hot dogs. So.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
There's something to... up at Claremont, they say there's a store that's got white hot dogs.
Is it Zweigel's?
In Rochester.
Huh?
Is it Zweigel's?
I don't know, probably. Because you can't buy, they're not, that most people down there never heard of them.
No.
Yeah, what's a white hot dog?
I haven't introduced you to that yet.
It's like a white German sausage kind of thing that was marketed here in Rochester. Still is. White.
You'll have to go in the store and look at them.
We see on the shelves in the store down there, we see polio products quite often from Campbell.
Okay.
And we also see Breakstone. Breakstone would all had it. Cheese factory there in downtown Woodlawn, that was run by Breakstone. You see their products in the stores down there.
The cheese factory all gone now?
No, the Amish are running it.
Well, they are? Okay. That was one thing that Mark had stories about, people having dances in the cheese factories at some time of year when it's empty or when it's newly built or something, they dance in there too.
Never heard of that.
Sort of any new space.
Nope. Never heard of that.
Like the new barn, same thing. Build a new barn and have a dance.
Well, the good old cheese factory, they hired a new cheesemaker. And it must have been 1937, and when they moved in, they had a boy that was, he ended up in my class, and I graduated with him. He made the seventh one, there was only six of us up to learn.
Hard to put a football team together.
Hard to put a baseball team. We never played baseball. Basketball was the only sport that went to the school.
Okay.
The only one we had enough kids for. We had four teachers in high school. That was it.
So were they all boys or the girls in that school? No, there were girls.
It was all, but there was just four teachers. Well, that's the high school. They had the grades there. What, there was four more? Three more. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, seventh, three more. Seven teachers for the whole 12 years.
That's when they closed and combined with
Addison.
Addison. Jasper Trooper, right? That what they're called.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, now the old school is, they've got a clinic going there, and we were down to her cousins in Addison. We were down there last week. And they say most of the older people from Addison go up there to the clinic rather than going to the doctors in Addison because the Woodall Clinic is better. And here's this little town, as I say, 80 houses, seems to be a nice little place.
We got a bank there now.
Nobody ever put a big highway through it.
Well, Route 17 used to go right through downtown. Okay. But then it's been changed a couple of times, and it now doesn't even go along the southern tier. It goes up to Bath, and it leaves Corning, and goes up to Bath, and back down to Olean. But it used to go right through.
I would think that would change things maybe dramatically. It's a busy
Still goes along. There's only two grocery stores there now. They still good. Still going.
Still playing basketball.
Well,
not in our district. We actually play Jasper sometimes, but I don't remember if we ever played Addison. I don't know. They go the other direction.
Well, Addison's probably bigger.
Might be bigger, but then they also play more Bath Corner. And there's a line down there in the sports district, so that we get Wellsville occasionally, and what do you call it, the school down there in Belmont. They're part of the same district that may ultimately play against Geneseo, the small school. Jasper seems to have darn good sports all the time.
This cousin of mine that I say is up in Rockport, he was an ag and industrial teacher there at Jasper for a good many years. He was one that goes by the old thing, those that don't know teach. His father, my uncle, had a big farm, and when his father died, he just couldn't make a go of the farm, but he went to teaching, and he was probably the best ag teacher that they ever had down there, when he couldn't make out on the farm.
When he had his 90th birthday, they got a bus, school bus, and filled it with his former students and friends, and came up to Brockport to the nursing home to see him. That was fun for him.
Yeah.
I got one other, back to the Grange dances, a couple things. Do you remember what it cost to get in one of those things? Did they charge money to get in?
Oh yeah, sure, that's how the Odd Fellows did.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Some of the old prices have a war tax worked in there somehow, or some kind of tax. I can't remember. The ads would say like 75 cents plus.
I don't remember.
Or do you remember what they might serve for refreshments?
Well, they had a little kitchen in there, and the Rebecca's, which was, that's the Oddfellows, and the Rebecca's are.
Right.
They would serve, I suppose they had coffee, and I don't remember really. But they had a little kitchen in the corner of the dance hall. That was a big event in the town. That was Saturday night, or Friday night, wasn't it? The dances were on there.
Remember how late they would go? They go to 2 o'clock? Or
no, it was 9 to 1, I believe.
9
to 1.
About 9 to 1 modern, although right now people are leaning to 8 to 12, I think, but there's still a couple 9 to 1 dances in there. And there's still some happening in that town, not too far away. Howard has a good one down your way. If you were going to go story dancing, you go to Howard, I guess. What's the man's name? Fred Olin. The older fellow played the film.
Different times.
Were they good times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been good times.
You didn't know you were poor.
Yeah, we did.
We were all poor, but we never knew it.
We never.
You didn't worry about all this stuff.
My mother made all of our clothes. I never had a coat until we were married, but what she had made. And we grew all of our own food, so depression, we're old enough to know depression, and I don't remember it because we grew our own food and we didn't eat any different. Always ate our tongues full.
People used to largely make their own entertainments too.
Yeah. My dad would always go down before he went to bed and got two or three apples out of the bin and come up and peel them, and we'd eat them away from him. He'd get them for himself and we'd eat them. Tasted better to have him cut them up.
Did you, if you weren't allowed to dance, did you ever have games, little like singing games?
We could play checkers and dominoes. And Mom allowed clinch. As Bill says, that's as big a gambling game as there could be, but she didn't know it.
But you never got in a circle and moved around?
No.
The little
no.
dances. Mark
no.
remembered the one that was the needle's eye or the old brass wagon.
No.
Do you remember anything like that?
Needle's eye. But once in a while they'd have a party down at the Grange Hall. I don't know who would be sponsoring that. Well, maybe that was when they were putting on one of those plays. My mother, your dad was in one.
He was all black. Just before I was born, he was in a play.
I'm trying to think what the name of it
was. He was all blackened.
Mm-hmm.
And his bride was blackened. And they wondered if I was going to be black when I got born.
Uncle Henry's Wedding.
Oh, okay. I've heard
Uncle Henry's Wedding. Wasn't that it?
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
That was a joke.
That was a money maker. They put on those plays. There was a little stage in the back of the Grange Hall, and they'd set up chairs in there.
See, there must be a little music attached to that, or piano. Or something. Was there a little music attached to that?
Well, they had this whole grand piano in there. Yeah. I don't remember who played it.
How about any minstrel performances around there, though?
Huh?
Any little local minstrel performances? Those, of course, were done in blackface, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was sort of a minstrel show.
A little like that.
She's talking about. I remember my mother being in one. Oh, she got. The only thing I can remember about that was a cop was going to arrest her, only he asked her if she had any men. Means of identification. She says, yeah, I just got a mole on the back of my neck. I can remember that line.
Anybody play the banjo around where you were down there?
Well, that was what Reynolds, the postmaster, he was a banjo player. And it was his brother-in-law that I'm talking about. I can't remember his name. Walter Reynolds. He played the banjo.
So that he was a postmaster. Walter Reynolds?
Yeah. He was a postmaster.
Do you happen to know what kind of banjo it was? There were two kinds. The five-string that had a little...
Yeah, I think he was a five-string.
And the four-string was the newer one that came to the jazz world.
I've got a four-string someplace. I don't know where it is. Well, we took that in the store, I think, didn't we? Somebody bought something and didn't pay for it. We ended up taking
it. Bill?
Huh?
I think one of the boys took it.
So wait a minute, his brother-in-law
was the guy that ran that other, was the caller in that other orchestra, and I cannot place it. And then it could be that it was not the Hillbilly, but that was the name I remembered. Hornellsville, of course, is the township that Hornell is in.
Right, right. Well, if his brother-in-law, maybe. Look at this money, William. He's a brother-in-law, but you don't remember his name at all.
No, I can't.
Okay. If it ever comes to it, you can give Gary a call or something. Give him the name. Gary, I'll tell him. I'd just like to know who that was. Banjo. Because the band's usually had a fiddle in them of some sort. That's, I think what instruments the bands had, the fiddle sometimes.
Well, they used to, and I don't recall what the... But I can remember my dad playing violin with him playing the banjo and trying to think who else there was in that group. And I don't know what they were playing for. I don't really remember the occasion.
Newspaper, Woodhull?
Well, the Addison Sentinel used to publish under the name of Addison Sentinel and Addison Advertiser and Woodhull Sentinel. So we claimed it as our paper, even though it was printed in Addison.
There might be on record some of those papers.
Well, there might be. If they survived, they'd be really interesting to go back and look at, because they would mention these shows.
Yeah, they... I have a excerpt from the Addison, from the paper down there about Tuscarora, the town of Tuscarora, which is between Woodhull. There's a town there that doesn't have any village in it. The township, no village. And my great-great-great-grandfather moved there about just after 1800, and there was a big story about him. And he had 12 kids, so he helped populate Steuben County.
What was the name of the musical you talked about, the little play they did? Henry's?
Uncle Henry's Wedding.
Uncle Henry's Wedding. I've seen that title. I've maybe even seen it written out somewhere in a little book.
They used to get the book.
Yeah.
You could buy the book, and then when you went to put it on, you bought enough books for everybody in the cast, and that was the way you paid the royalty on.
I think I've seen that little book. That was written about.
And that was, everybody had one in the cast. They had one. And then they used to have the Chautauqua come in once a year. Do you ever hear of that?
Do you know what those are? Chautauquas? Mm-hmm.
This was a group, a traveling group, usually had four things. They'd have a play, and they'd have a magician, and probably a band to play. But they had four, so they would sign up, you'd sign up, and they'd come in, and they'd put on four performances. One a week, or they'd come to this town, and then next week they'd be over that town, but the other group would be to your town. So you had 4 weeks of them. It was just a traveling, the name came from Chautauqua County, but I don't know whether they came from there.
Well, I think they came from anywhere.
It'd be an annual affair.
Sometimes they would have...
Big event.
Sometimes they would have some interesting performance from another country or whatever it was.
Well, yeah. It would be four different
African children singing or bagpipes or whatever it might be. The ones that
almost always a magician. Yeah.
And sometimes they'd have a speaker as well of some sort. And it sort of relates to the Chautauqua Institute. Not formally, but something of that idea that the Chautauqua Institute still has some of those things going on. They'll bring in speakers and musicians.
Well, it used to be, she said there was a special event usually in the summer.
They'd set a big tent, didn't they? But they have it in the hall.
They used to have it at the Grange Hall.
They'd have it at the Grange Hall, but they did at times have it at the schoolhouse. They had a stage in the schoolhouse. And The gymnasium had a stage.
Both places.
We never, would be whichever. And it would be sponsored by one of the Granges or Odd Fellows or somebody would sponsor it. I don't know whether that's still going or not. IOOF.
IOOF.
International Order of Odd Fellows.
But you went from there to the Masons?
No, the Masons were a different group.
Yeah, they were separate. The Odd Fellows were pretty well known throughout New York State, at least, for, among other things, putting on dances. That was part of raising money. Yeah. And they would have a hall, either their own hall, in the women's branch with the Rebeccas. They would do the refreshments. Had their own programs.
The Willow, they had the Eastern Star and the Masons. Okay. Oh, it was an active little town when we were growing up.
Is it less active now?
Oh, it's much less active. Now it's almost all of just a bedroom community for Corning and Corning Glass and Ingersoll Rand and Westinghouse over in Bath. It's just, that's all it is now. The farming is pretty well gone, except for the Amish.
Is that Grange Hall still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's, well, we had a guy that, oh, one of the old father, my folks' best friend was a carpenter named, his name was Carpenter. His two sons, one of them was a chemist and got some, made a lot of money. He's come back and done a lot of work in Woodhull. He's rebuilt the Grange Hall. And then there was a little burg sort of up by where I lived, well, not too far from where she lived, called East Truthburg. He's rebuilt the church up there. Their farm, their father's farm, was right there by that church. So he's rebuilt the church. He spent a lot of money down there. Just brought it back.
He's now dying of cancer.
Yeah, he's got cancer bad. It's no fault.
But they got, they own the top of some skyscraper in New York City.
Yeah, he's got a, that's where they live. They live in some penthouse down there.
Penthouse down there. Very, very nice.
It was your dad, you said, though, that helped arrange the hall?
Well, he was on the dance committee from the Odd Fellows, you know.
Okay. So he's the one that would hire?
Yeah.
Or
make arrangements. And then he'd pay them off, and they'd get the money together, and he'd pay them off. Yeah, that was part of his job as an Odd Fellow.
Did they still have, I know, if you go back far enough in the dance committee, somebody would be a floor manager at the dance. Somebody would have their, part of their job is making sure that everybody's got a partner and that everybody's behaving.
I think Woodhull's, he did it. Yeah. He got the sets. We need another couple over here, two more couples over here. He'd stand up there and they'd be up on the stage.
Right. I wonder if Woodhull ever commented on playing in Woodhull.
I don't know.
You would have thought they would have.
His records are nice. I'd like to have heard them live once. He told me wherever he played, there was always someone sitting out there with a little pad writing down his calls.
Probably.
And these callers that are still active today are doing a lot of Woodhull's calls, which you could learn some of them off the records as well.
Probably.
He was a major influence in the square dance scene around here. I wonder how much you got paid for coming over there. Do you have any idea what they got paid for something like that?
No, I don't
Yeah, we forgot the rest of the discs for this. Or Ashley had them and they disappeared.
Got a lot of good little things here, a lot of nice stuff.
See, that's what kind of be interested in this.
Nifty little machines these days, little mini CD.
Just think of our first television set from scratch.
Oh, wow.
He built a radio when he was six.
Little recorder.
His dad repaired radios. And he said he did it with the oatmeal box. He said he thought he did it. His dad helped him just to get him out of his hair.
Well, did your dad help create sound systems for the hall?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Woodhall eventually came with his own sound system.
Oh, yeah.
They carried that around.
Yeah, they would carry it around, yeah.
I don't know about other bands when they started all using them. Before sound systems, the caller had to really shout out what to do.
Yeah, he did in that hall because it was.
Picture must be at the line.
That was a fairly big hall.
The face is bad.
No, the one down in
go
Elmira, the old barn, I think the caller was, the band was right in the middle of that. The floor was all the way around it, as I recall. I was only ever down there once. Went down there once. That's the only time.
I don't know if that building's still there. Any idea if that old barn building
is
still there?
I don't know. It was up in Horseheads.
I've never asked anybody.
It was up in
still there.
North, the north side of Elmira.
Probably four when I first got it.
When Woodhull died, his papers and whatnot, they had no children, so I don't think they had any children. No children. Nobody specifically in the family interested in his accordion and whatever papers and books he had relating to dancing. And I think they all wound up as the property of a man named Milnick that runs a music store in Elmira who had befriended him in older years and was interested. So I think some of that is still there. I talked to him twice on the telephone. That was bad times. He was up in his 70s and then or 80s.
Yeah. All tired out.
Didn't want to talk very much.
Yeah.
You mean Woodhull?
Woodhull. Floyd Woodhull. And I wish I could have gotten to him earlier.
As I say, I used to run into him. After I told him the first time I ran into him who I was, who my father was. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Well, I'm sure he would as a regular committee member at one of his stops.
He came back to the house.
But I did go down and I was reading Elmira newspapers once. There were half a dozen different bands doing that same thing, the round and square dance.